Once upon a time, science fiction used to be about the future. It was something we looked forward to. In the centuries to come, men and women would ride spaceships to the moon. And now, it is, frankly, something that happened in the past. You know, Sputnik was 1957, the moon landings were 1969. This is an awfully long time ago. There's a kind of nostalgia about space exploration and many of the key tropes and features of science fiction. And I think steampunk ties into that.
The year I was born, man was walking on the moon. I would have thought by now we'd have at least been on Mars. The drive we had to do that was removed by the breakdown of the Cold War. You know, we don't have a need to prove ourselves in such a way.
Yeah.
The sort of drives that the Victorians had, which was to be bigger, better, more powerful, doing the right thing in quotation marks. I like the idea of moving that forward.
Do you think that that's part of it as well? Is it, there's a nostalgia element to it?
Yes. In a strange way, considering how segregated, how class-driven, how bottom-line intolerant that era was, modern steampunks strive to be and like to think of themselves as not like that. You know, we're not going to send small children up chimneys to clean them or anything. We're not going to sneer at people of different races and look down upon them.
Yeah.
Because we're modern people, but we like a different world.
On the one hand, obviously, there's the 19th century and the age of Victoria, but in a strange way, I think there's also a kind of 1960s quality to a lot of steampunk. And you think of Adamant, or you think of the Beatles dressed up in those Edwardian military costumes on the front of the Sgt. Pepper outfit, that the 60s themselves were nostalgic for an Edwardian and Victorian past. It's part of the reason why the logic of steampunk seems to fit with a kind of countercultural ethos, that it's people who like to drop off the grid and who are old-fashioned but in a politically progressive way.
It's an odd sort of progressiveness.
There appears to be a handgun.
Yes.
Down here in this box.
Yes, there is.
Let me just read the label in here. The Royal Standard Steam Pistol.
Yes.
Oh, my lord, it comes out.
Two magazines which plug into it. I'll explain why there are two magazines as I go. The first machine gun was called the Puckle Gun. This is a real gun, the Puckle Gun.
Yeah.
And it fired two different kinds of bullets. Round bullets for Christians.
No.
Because it was easier to treat the wounds. And square bullets for heathens, because that would rip them to pieces. I've extended that. The round bullets, as it says on the box here, is for deployment against colonials, Christians and other God-fearing humans. And the square bullets are, of course, for deployment against pagans, metatellurians and other godless heathens.